Austin's Fine Jewelry. This is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. My name is Troy Cordell. I'm calling from RDA Diamonds in New York. I'm a consultant as well as a specialist here. I had a representative that actually called you guys probably about 4 months or so forth ago to see if you guys need anything for the spring era after coming off of the Valentine's Day project. And you guys didn't need anything at that time. And we never got back any of our, like, terms, conditions, or referral references so we could have on file. So if you did need anything, we can obviously memo that to you. So what I would love to do, now it's in my hand, and I only work with pretty much VIP and companies that I can see potential to help them grow themselves. And when I work with a company, they're usually doing probably about 10 to 20% better than what they have been doing on that previous month or so. You see what I mean? So I help companies make more money and representatives make more money. So now I have your account here. I'm trying to take ownership of it and also help you guys get some more money in your store in a different look that will attract that type of consumer. So I would love to send you over the information that I need. If I can get that filled out, I would love to set up a business meeting for just like a 10-minute pretty much meet and greet and show you how I can make you at least up to 20% or more, and then get you some memos in that will cover what we need to do and get this ball started.
Okay, the person that you really need to talk to is the owner. Her name is Trina, and she is with a client right at the moment.
Trina's with a client. What happened to Jenny?
I am Jenny.
Oh, you're Jenny?
I'm just the office manager.
Oh, okay. You
Trina makes all of the buying decisions.
Gotcha. So you're the office manager. Obviously, I want to get to know you and figure out how you do things and what you like about what is happening there and what changes you want to see implemented, because that's how I can also help you make more money as well. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what consulting is all about. Just a little bit for you to dip and dab on some of my expertise. I look at social media. I look at trends. I look at the data, the algorithms. I look at the market, the economy, the infrastructure that surrounds your organization where you are at the 1327 North Washington Street. So I look at, you know, pretty much almost like a 5-mile radius, and I try to see where the appraised value of disposable income from your consumers on how to get that traffic in your door and turn even the window shoppers into actually clients of yours. So that's where I'm trying to help you guys get to, and also help you close some deals. So is that something that sounds really interesting for you changing with the times now? Like, would you like to see that implemented in your store, or do you want to be still doing what you're doing right now in the old ways of how things are and trying to weather the storm out? I mean, I'm just trying to...
We have someone handling our social media and stuff like that already.
Okay, I'm not trying to handle your social media. I'm actually helping you guys understanding at a sales platform. I'm not trying to redo it or anything like that. I'm trying to help you pitch it to your consumers and understand it. I'll give you an example. Right now, if you look at social media and you see how things have played out, children have had cell phones at the age of 2 and, you know, years old, and they're looking at little shapes and stuff, and now they're texting, and then they're taking pictures and playing games, and now they're actually making calls, and as teenagers, they can't even live without a cell phone, right? They have all these pictures that they're doing. They're on, you know, all these platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, who knows, you name it. And, you know, it's selfie, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to travel. They want to be seen. They want to be in social groups. You know, they want to be popular in school. They want to mimic their favorite artists and musicians, as well as actors and a lot of these series. And in doing so, that culture, it's the millennium culture. So that social media has actually created a mindset. It helped, also is adjusting to a cultural trend that it's setting. You see where I'm going with that? So right now, what do these teenagers, what are they asking for? If you notice, a lot of them have their own personalities now. They most of the outfits are more bedazzled or more catching. They're more vibrant. And if you look at TV and you look at these pictures and you look at, you know, when you go to the malls, you go anywhere else or so forth, you have teenagers now wearing jewelry. Back in the day, you couldn't get I couldn't even get my parents to buy me, you know, a popsicle ring out of the vending machine. But now you have kids with diamond studs in their ears, pendant bracelets and tennis bracelets, and mom and dad is spoiling their little girl for graduation, for as a high school or college or even post grads or any other graduation ceremonies. 15 and 16 year olds having, you know, their big birthdays, you know, for adjustments. They're receiving big jewelry on that. And that's helped creating that social media trend. So with that being said, that's helping out the jewelry market, and people are trying to travel this summer and utilize social media in that way. So that's where one entity of what I do on how I see trends and interpretate those trends to adjust with your market in your area. And I'll help you guys, you know, appreciate and appraise that value there to get your sales up. So that's just one entity of what I do. I can't spill all my beans right now because obviously we'll be talking for a long time. So I'm just trying to keep it short just to give you a little taste. Hopefully you guys take a look at the email that I sent to you. Please, if you could get the forms filled out to me, I would love to have them by Monday. So that gives you like the weekend to kind of review, work on it. Check out our website, see what we do, and look at your inventory as well and see what you don't have. Then when I give you a call on Monday after I get the paperwork, hopefully I can have at least 10 minutes just like this call here. And then we can go over that, and then I would love to memo you at least, you know, 2-3 items, and we can start off on June that's coming up, and we can get some projects going on with RDI Diamonds as a top name seller in your location on a display, and we can get some talking points and then start making you some sales, and I'll show you how to do that, okay? So that will be the plan of action. I know you don't do this, Jenny, but how does that sound to you? Like, can you see where I'm going with that?
I do, but again, I'm not the one that makes the decisions.
Right. If you were making decisions, would that be something that you would do if you were the one making those decisions?
Potentially, after doing some
research,
looking.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and you know what? That's what I like about you. And you know, I'm reading you on the phone just like you're reading me, and I think we can have a really great business relationship and make some good money here. And obviously, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you wasting my time. So if it's doable, then it's doable. If it's not, then it's not. But what I can see, it's definitely doable. So I'll send that on over. If you can just, like I said, do your due diligence on trying to make sure it gets filled out and sent back to me by Monday, so then I can make a call and then we can start moving on and I can get you guys ready for your May and you guys can start making some more money.
Yeah, I'll pass it along.
Thank you. Pleasure speaking with you. You enjoy your weekend and I'll speak with you on Monday, okay, Jenny?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Best wishes.
You too.